What do you want? Statement of purpose? Should I email you? Should I put this on your action item list?
Look.
You decide your own level of involvement.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, the newest show of the Prepper Broadcasting Network. This live episode features the situational awareness you need to practice self-reliance and independence. Introducing your hosts, Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, and Future Dan, the editor of FutureDanger.com.
We are live. Hello, folks. Ben the Breaker of Banksters here, March 3rd, 2020, episode 86 of the Patriot Power Hour. I believe this will be the first show where it's a solo, one-person show. Now, to all those great folks out there in the chat room, I am going to try to get to some of your thoughts, questions, and subjects you want to talk about in the second half. But I just have so much to talk about in this first half that it is unfortunate Future Dan is not able to join me today. But he's doing well. Just not make, we can't make, we have real lives here. So we can't make every single week work perfectly. But this is our sixth show in a row on Prep Broadcasting Network where we joined in late January. And we're going to continue this ride. And I'm not going to say it's serendipity, but there was just so much economic, financial news today that if there had to be one episode out of 86 we've done so far in total in the six or so we've done on Prepper Broadcasting Network since we came on recently, which was awesome, by the way. Awesome shows, awesome crowd of listeners and activists. It's not just audience. A lot of these folks are very active in prepping and just information awareness, is which we really look to do and focus on here on Patriot Power Hour. So anyway, I'm going to try hard not to rant. When you have a solo show, it can be difficult at times. But if there's one subject for me to rant about, if there's one day, literally to the day, or it's a weekly show, to the day, it'd be today of the past 2+ years. Federal Reserve emergency 50 basis points or 0.50%. interest rate cut. Now you might think my mortgage rate is, you know, 4 or 5%, whatever. I know back in the 80s, right? Early 80s, interest rates 10, 15, 20%. So a 0.5%, a 50 basis point rate cut does not sound like much, especially to those who lived back then. Now, I'm nearly 35, and I remember when there actually were some interest rates, some yield in fixed income pre-2008 crises, but a 0.50 rate cut is possibly the most significant we've ever seen the Fed do right now. And why is that? Rates are already so low. This is beyond mathematical reality. And I've talked about this a lot on Patriot Power Hour. Well, first and foremost, let me say fixed income is some of the wonkiest economic and financial topics. I have a master's in finance from Purdue, a pretty technical quantitative school, and they didn't even get too deep into the math, and it was pretty crazy. Most difficult part of a master's in finance, from my point of view. is kind of that fixed income econometrics as well. But I'm going to try to break it down for someone who simply has a basic grasp of math, but more importantly, common sense, and how is this going to affect you and your family. I get up here all day and talk about yield curves, return on investment, and all the different formulas for calculating cash flow and all this other stuff, which is important, but it's, you know, it's technical, obviously. And I know a lot of folks, it's not really super complicated, by the way, so if pretty easy to get up to speed if you want to, just a few YouTube videos. But what is this gonna, how is this going to affect you and yours? What can you do to prep against that? This is the Prepper Broadcasting Network. What can you do? Well, a couple facts here. And I'm going back to last week's show as well, which featured Dan was on to help guide me. I do get on a little ranty, so do bear with me. But last week, we did talk to some degree about this. And the 10-year Treasury yield at the time was 1.35%. All-time low. So 1 week ago, the 10-year Treasury was 1.35%. Extremely low. I don't know about you, but I don't get 1.35% rates. And even if I did, would someone lend that to me? That's such a small return for a risk of default, etc. Not to mention inflation. But guess what? What I thought was crazy low last week, 1.35%, is down to less than 1% today. So it went from 1.35% to a low of 0.94%. And it settled at just under 1%. And so in 1 week, the 10-year Treasury, which is already at an all-time, I mean, since the U.S. Treasury ever existed, since they had bonds, treasuries, notes and bills and everything. Look, it went from 1.35% last week, which was all-time low, to 0.97 at the close today, but at the low point, 0.93%. What does that mean? I talked about this some last week, but I want to reiterate this. Common sense and practical application. What do these super low rates mean? First and foremost, pensions and health care and retirement accounts. Okay? It's yes, you can. The big worry warts and the most obvious on the face are state pensions, right, for state employees. Even, you know, the California public pension system, CalPERS, I believe, has made it. First off, it's a huge amount of liability, tens if not hundreds of billions of dollars owed to these state workers. And these folks, for all their great productivity in the California state government, expect to be paid handsomely and via pension the rest of their lives. And this is already massively underfunded. And pretty much any other pension, not just to pick a good old California. Heck, just look at Social Security. But what you got to realize is these plans were developed using mathematics. And it might be wonky, fake mathematics, especially nowadays. But they were allegedly going to make a return on capital and investment. And that would help generate returns enough to pay the future generations. Okay? Insurance, same concept. The insurers will take 100% of your premium. They will earn 4% return in 1 year, and they will pay out 101% of what they collected. So they will pay out more than they collected. But because they held on to your funds for 1 year, they made 4% interest return instead of 1% that they paid out in addition to what they collected. So that 3% difference is profits for the insurance companies, allows the insurance market to exist. Not going to go on a diatribe of insurance and risk management, but it is supposed to be based on mathematics to some degree, not just total fraud. And when those insurance companies can no longer take quote-unquote risk-free assets and get 3, 4, 5% return, A, they become underfunded and potentially require massive bailouts down the line. Wink, wink. We touched on that last week. They're not only going to require those bailouts, they're going to start taking very risky... they're going to be making very risky investments. So instead of having... And these are numbers I'm just throwing out there. I've studied this stuff. I don't recall the exact splits. But let's just pretend... A lot of this is mandated either by state law or the charter of the pension, so to speak. The rules of the road of the pension. Let's say at a minimum, 50% of assets must be kept in a risk-free asset. And they will define that generally as a U.S. debt instrument. You know, 1 year, 10 year, 30 year. They got a few others and some short-term ones, 3 months, I believe. Even overnight repos, we'll get to that in a second. getting me off track. That's kind of burying the lead here as well. We also had all-time record overnight bailout loans to the primary dealer banksters last night before this Fed emergency rate cut of 50 basis points. Yeah, more than $100 billion in overnight loan shark level loans. So... Wow. And it was oversubscribed, so they actually wanted more than was available. And that's all-time high. I mean, $100 billion overnight cash injection to keep market going. One or more of these primary dealer banks only would take that money to avoid a collapse. And it's been going on every single day since September. All-time record, $100 billion overnight. And guess what? 12 hours later... Fed announces emergency rate cut. I think they might be correlated. So, getting back to the interest rates, though. The entire insurance industry, and which is a great portion of the economy, whether you like it or not, massively hurt by this. Lose that income, that risk-free income, have to take more risks, junk bonds, startup stocks, bubbles, blow up everywhere. The average investor, whether they make 50 grand a year or 5 million, I'm not talking about those billionaire level investors, but kind of your average to above average folk who actually have a little skin in the game, they have to take much more risk. I keep saying take much more risky, and I'm like, that doesn't work. Radio host is fun. Anyway, I got to go to break here in a second. But what I'm trying to say here is retirements. If you or someone you know is banking on a pension and or 401k and or state assistance, even if it's not you, you know there's a lot of folks, I mean like a great majority of folks out there that are aging right now and are banking on this in the next 10 plus years. It's not going to work without massive bailouts. Mathematically, today, if there wasn't a nail in the coffin in this fixed income scheme, if one could potentially argue that there was a chance for interest rates to go back to normal and the banksters' manipulation not to increase, that's gone. But the big boogaloo... And I'm going to get into it. Oh, I got to go here in a second. The commercials. But another big issue with this is just overall bad investments and the threat to infrastructure. We already have crumbling bridges, horrible rail lines, a lot of other problems. But that's with the cheapest money in the history of mankind in a quote-unquote roaring economy. That ain't going to last very long if this stuff goes downhill. But inflation, we haven't seen it yet. How are we not seeing inflation? these crazy low rates. That's what's supposed to happen. That's what they teach you in school, right? Well, we might be seeing a huge, huge wave of inflation incoming. If not, though, it could be even worse. I've talked about this before. The black hole of debt could be sucking that inflation down and right to follow most of civilization. All right, I'm coming back with a news blitz, folks. We got some solutions lined up for later as well. Not all gloom and doom. Stick with us. Patriot Power Hour.
Here at the Prepper Broadcasting Network, our mission has expanded, and we have decided to use our influence to aid in disaster recovery. PBN is offering up our airwaves to nonprofits and boots-on-the-ground organizations that are affecting disaster recovery. The real people out there rebuilding lives. From organizations that reestablish the supply chain to those who deliver aid and even organizations that rebuild shattered homes and lives. The future of disaster response does not lay in the hands of some government organizations. No, it's up to us, Disaster Coffee. It only makes sense that PBN would partner with Disaster Coffee. Disaster Coffee is selling outstanding coffee that is roasted to order and shipped right to your door. A portion of their profits will be directly donated to disaster recovery organizations like Grindstone Ministries, Healthcare Ready, and Citizens Assisting Citizens. Disaster Coffee sources top quality beans that are roasted to order. You get coffee at its very best, but you also make a difference with every purchase. Disaster Coffee offers every customer the ability to join the national disaster relief effort. Get yours at disastercoffee.com.
Expect that any constitutional document that emerges from Philadelphia will be as compromised as our Declaration of Independence. I am increasingly persuaded that the earth belongs exclusively to the living, and that one generation has no more right to bind another to its laws and judgments than one independent nation has the right to command another.
Achieve situational awareness of multiple threat indicators in one view. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
Back. We're live, March 3rd. 2020. It's time for your weekly news blitz. If you don't know what the news blitz is, get ready. We're going to cover at least a couple dozen headlines spanning many topics. Threat indicators. Off the charts, really. We're starting to see stuff really get bad out there. Follow along. FutureDanger.com. It's obviously... start with coronavirus updates, because I've touched a lot on the stock market, interest rate slashing, just evisceration that has led to the 10-year U.S. Treasury below 1% for the first time in the history of the once great republic. But what is that from? Well, there's a lot of economic issues, but it's really the coronavirus. A lot of fear spreading. Some of it true, some of it hopefully not true. Pestilence befalls is the name of the indicator. And the fourth column, again, follow along, FutureDanger.com. We got massive updates. I know everyone's got different sites to go to, but FutureDanger.com puts together several maps and update all in one location so you can stay abreast of the different, you know, whether it's the deaths and infections, to ways to prepare, fight against it. But we got reports... the coronavirus may be 34 times deadlier than the flu. I've seen that the coronavirus is between 2 to 3% fatality. That's with a functioning health system, though. If it gets overloaded, we have massive amounts of folks getting this at once. I'm sure that would go higher, unfortunately. Who knows what China's death percentage is? That never really came out satisfactorily, in my point of view. But there's all different types of stats. Take them for what they're worth, but they're filling up futuredanger.com. But we do have 6 dead in America, and that is only going up. U.S. total number of coronavirus cases at 102 as of yesterday. Within 11 states. 9th American dying from coronavirus in Washington State. So we're up to 9. So again, these headlines populate as they are procured from the internet. And even just within a day or so, we're seeing more and more deaths reported, more and more stateside, that is, let alone worldwide. And again, who knows what's really going on in China. And we'll get into the impact on China later, but let's keep going. Labs lose control of pathogens. Pathogens, if only I could read today. Awesome timeline of facts linking COVID-19, HIV, and Wuhan's secret biolab. At this point, it's almost mainstream that this came out of a bioweaponry lab, okay? I've been hearing a lot of people talk about that, to be honest. Early on, everyone's kind of making a little joke, oh, it came from the open market. Now, at least folks that have done a little bit of research are like, wow, this actually does have a lot of attributes of a man-made bug, whether it's intentionally released or not, unknown. A lot more articles. I mean, I only use futuredanger.com when I'm going to coronavirus updates because it just has everything in one spot. And you can go back in time as well super easily. In my opinion, the best part about Future Danger, you can go back and easily see what articles were populating a week ago, a month ago, 3 months ago. So you can track this, kind of look for trends if you're into doing research like that. We got other stuff here in the health, though. We can't, while this is going on and taking up all the time, there's a lot of stuff still going on in the background. But hey, we only got so much time here on Patriot Power Hour, so let's move on over to column number one. Elections are stolen. Today is Super Tuesday. First time I mentioned that on the broadcast. Get a great fight versus Bernie versus Joe Biden and Bloomberg spending unlimited amounts of his bankster money. Pretty sad and pathetic. That's why I don't talk about it. But elections are stolen. Hundreds of dead voters registered for 2020 election in Pennsylvania. This is a trending, breaking article on futuredanger.com. Go check it out. Hundreds of dead voters registered for 2020 election in Pennsylvania. Confirmed. Who did it? Why did they do it? Does anyone care anymore? Does it really matter? I don't know. I care. News blatantly censored is the name of the indicator. And this is actually the hottest indicator of the week on Future Danger. News blatantly censored again around coronavirus. It's the SHTF level news, which is very rarely seen on Future Danger. Less than one article a week in normal times. I've seen more, but it's really bad stuff. CDC drops coronavirus testing numbers from their website. That's, trust me, in that article, there's a lot of other SHTF indicator worthiness. We got a lot of shenanigans going on with CDC. And again, I think this is something where everybody already knows this. Everyone's seen the horror movies, right? And no one believes CDC. Going to tell the truth. I mean, Congress has less than 10% approval rating. Everyone knows that, but does anyone care anymore? Not sure. Same with the CDC. People know that in a legitimate outbreak, they would not give out the news. If that's best case, they may actively work against some people's best interests. Hey, I know the tough decisions need to be made. But can we have some transparency? That's why we're America, not China. Anyway, who knows how many are being tested? Who knows how many really have it? Hopefully it goes away. But we're seeing a lot of action, obviously. And Prepper Broadcast Network's really been hitting the nail on the head the entire time. And, you know, kind of ironic, you know, I'm not going to say it's fate per se, but right when Future Dan and I joined the network 6 weeks or so ago is when COVID-19, coronavirus, was kind of starting to make waves mainstream. And it's only gotten a lot crazier. But there's been some awesome content for some of the preppers here on the network. So go back into those archives, folks. Check them out. Keeping up on the Future Danger news blitz. See, I don't really do a blitz of it. I'm pretty bad. I pontificate too much without Future Dan to hold me in control. Get me focused. But let me get back to the economics. Just the headlines. I'm going to hit just the headlines for the next minute. Here we go. Ready? Dow tumbles 1,000 points for the third time this week. $3.4 trillion gone from U.S. stocks in a week. 2020 crash. Dow Jones Industrial Average minus 3,500 for the week. Worst since Lehman Brothers. Last Friday. Fastest 10% correction in S&P 500 history. Fastest 10% drop in the S&P 500 in all time, going back to the Great Depression. Holy crap. I didn't even know that. Meaning going from 100% to 90%, just losing 10% of value in the shortest amount of time ever. Just shows the house of cards, what goes up comes down, and you get what you pay for. Okay, actually, I guess I can continue to ad lib, and so much for just doing headlines only. I already failed. But that's, you know, kind of segue, though. I think I'm going to leave it at that for the news blitz. I do a piss poor job, but try my best. But look, yesterday we saw a plus 1,300 point rebound in the Dow. So it seemed things might be back on track. But then, $100 billion overnight emergency liquidity required, oversubscribed. They would have taken more than $100 billion if they had the chance. Followed by a quote-unquote surprise 50 basis point interest rate slashing, all after that bounce back yesterday. And guess what happens? The markets tank, down 800. When they were somewhat neutral, if not up this morning before the 50 basis dropped. Does that mean the Fed has lost control? That's the question. I'm going to be talking about that a little bit more on the other side. But I feel as if today was a big day in history of finance, for better or worse. March 3rd, 2020. Patriot Power Hour headed into the break. Do check us out, though. Not just PrepperBroadcastingNetwork.com, but the best way to listen to all of our shows here on the network, wherever you find your podcasts, search Prepper Broadcast Network and subscribe. You get Patriot Power Hour and you get almost a dozen shows a week. I would say there's at least a dozen episodes per week from 8 to 10 different group, you know, individuals or groups. Great variety, great information. Just search Prepper Broadcast Network wherever you find podcasts, on iTunes. Of course, go to PrepperBroadcastNetwork.com. Find all the stuff, et cetera, et cetera. Check out our sponsors and do stick with us because we're going to keep this party going. Patriot Power Hour.
To help those willing and wanting but unable to help themselves, we are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
Follow Hollow socks are constructed from 80% baby alpaca fiber, 15% nylon, and 5% spandex. The alpaca fiber is sourced from Peru, but the socks themselves are manufactured in North Carolina. What's unique about alpaca fibers is due to the hollow nature of the fibers. It does a fantastic job at moisture wicking. Other benefits to alpaca fibers are that it's hypoallergenic and it's naturally non-itchy. Visit Prepper Broadcasting Network for a coupon code. Another great prep at a great price from PBN.
Do you intend to ship out the entire French population of the United States? Along with any other luckless soul who happens to voice a contrary opinion?
Well, if that contrary opinion threatens to divide the nation at a time when we must stand united, then yes, I will do just that. I'm entrusted with the nation's safety, Thomas. So these war measures will protect us from insurrection and subversion.
There is no war.
And that is the principle behind these measures, the prevention of war.
Cannot protect the nation by attacking the right of every man to speak freely without fear. You're trampling on the Constitution.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
Live, second half, Patriot Power Hour, episode 86, March 3rd, Ben, the Breaker of Banksters here. Generally, and for 85 of 86 episodes or so, have my co-host, Future Dan of FutureDanger.com with me. Unable to make it today, no worries though, he'll be back next week, October 10th. Who knows what we'll be talking about then. Really, we've seen so much in 2020 so far. But someone in the chat brought up a great question or kind of statement that I fully agree with. Let me read it verbatim. Shout out, Susan. Excuse me. All this talking, I don't have my co-host to lean on a little bit. Thousands die from the flu every year. New strains are bound to appear. What's really happening while everyone is freaking out about the newest one? Well, bringing it back to finance, economics, this coronavirus is the best scapegoat ever for all the malfeasance that's been going on with the Federal Reserve System and the debt spending and massive trade deficits and the trade war with China that's been going on for more than two decades. So, yes, coronavirus is important, but as you stated right there, just from an economic point of view, definitely not the only thing going on right now. But let me do it justice. You know, I skipped a little too quick, got a little frazzled by running out of time because I rant too much, but I didn't cover the second column. And there actually are a lot of articles here in the second column, which is the national security and geopolitics. So we talked a lot of economics, a lot of coronavirus. Here's what else is going on right now, though. War with Russia starts. Russians say Turkish army firing shoulder-fired missiles on their warplanes in Syria. A Russian airstrike kills 33 Turkish troops. NATO ally votes to escalate. So, I know I didn't hear about that or read that until I saw this on Future Danger. That's very underreported that if true, which I believe this article, you know, who knows, what can you believe all 100% these days, but a Russian airstrike killed 33 Turkish troops. And that's, trust me, this is not the first time it's happened, but it's getting reported now. The NATO ally, Turkey is NATO ally, even if it's precarious, vows to escalate. For the first time since the Cold War, the U.S. Navy practices an Atlantic convoy to simulate an opposed transit. That's kind of crazy. So we still got these tensions and war games. Next, we're talking about war with China starting, so you can go into the other side. of the pond. Chinese Navy ship fires laser at U.S. surveillance aircraft flying over the Philippine Sea. You know, what happens if the Chinese economy collapses? Not to mention what happens if theirs collapses and the U.S. economy collapses. Because it's a bygone conclusion China's economy is toast right now in its current incarnation. It'll just go back to more of a centralized, totalitarian regime for a while till they regroup. But their factories haven't been opened at all. They were barely skirting by with all the bogus loans in their system. And their factories are at 50% or lower production for months now. People aren't working. Yeah, they're going down. What happens? Will they lash out? Will they make a stand on Taiwan, Hong Kong, Japan, or South Korea? Will North Korea make a move, right? So we got a lot going on. And that's why I focus on economics a lot. A lot of it is tied to money. Follow the money. Follow the economics. But we're seeing more of these war games, more of these incursions, both with Russia and China. That's concerning, and this is a slow burn right at this point. Korea, here, perfect timing. I didn't even see it. Korean War restarts. North Korea fires two short-range ballistic missiles pretty much over Japan, breaking their agreement with Trump. So it's back to that. So we got a lot of stuff going on besides coronavirus and besides stock market crash. And that's important to remember. Keep your head on a swivel. So great stuff there. Definitely don't want to focus too much on this. But I do love my finance. And not how do I put it? They say money is power, right? Then what is the power of creating the money? What is that? Money is power. What is the power in creating the money? Like the private Federal Reserve and other central banks worldwide. Well, they're able to move interest rates in an incredible fashion. But there is mathematics behind this, so it's going to bounce back. So, let's see here. Very quickly, before I get into a couple other topics, gold up at not an all-time high, but a seven-year high at $1,650. Silver up above $17. Bitcoin, though, languishing a bit, less than $10,000. I mean, I remember when one Bitcoin was less than 1 ounce of gold. Remember, gold is $1,600. Bitcoin is $8,700 right now. So Bitcoin's a little bit more valuable per Bitcoin. But I remember when it was lower and much lower than gold. But point is, since all this emergency interest rate cuts and stimulus, all this gold, silver have been up a solid 5%+. Bitcoin staggering a little bit, though. So I hate to keep talking about coronavirus, but I got one more stat I got to throw out there, I think. I did a very back of the envelope. This is going to really have a good segue, I think, into prepping and one's mindset and what you can do about this. So let's try to wrap up the show like that, okay? Let's say death rate is approximately 2%. So 2% of those who are infected die. That's lower than what the World Health Organization just released today. They admitted it's higher than 3%. But let's say 2% to be conservative and sick. You know, allegedly, America's health system would respond better. I'm not sure. Let's say 1% of people are infected. Think of 100 people you know and only one of them is infected. And take all those infected people and out of 50 of those infected, only one dies. That's still going to be 70,000 dead Americans. And however long that takes, it's going to be 1 month, 1 year. 70,000 dead Americans if only 1% are infected and 2% of those who are infected die. what is going to happen. We already seen runs on the grocers. We haven't seen it on gasoline and stuff yet, but that might be down the line if quarantines and other issues start really piling up. Go on Amazon. Go to almost any retail store. I haven't done this as much because I knew this was going to happen. Not the COVID-19, but you know, I've already done a fair amount of prepping before this. I'm not going to go panic buy toilet paper right now. You know, bleach wipes. That's what the sheep will do, right? I don't want to talk to all the folks that are prepping right now for the first time. Maybe we should get them to listen to our network. Help them out. And I'm not I have a lot to be desired as a prepper myself. But getting back on topic if I can. We have, 9 deaths right now in America? Like half of them in Washington State. So 9 deaths. But what I just said, 1% infected, and of those, only 2% die. We're still going to have 70,000 dead. What kind of panicking are you going to have? A lot of the damage to the economy and potentially to infrastructure and civil order could just come from the panic. That the panic might cause more damage than the virus itself. So how are you preparing? That's a good question. I'll have to go check the chat. I need to check the chat more. I got a little sidetracked, but it's also really hard to get in there, except when it's break. So at the break, I'm going to go here in a minute. I'm going to try to log in if I can. Did get someone in the chat, though. That's why I got to have Future Dan back next week, and we're really going to hit the chat room. We're also coming out with a phone number for call-ins, too, by the way, folks. So look forward to that announcement. Maybe by next week. Definitely in time for the next season of Patriot Power Hour, which will be in late March. We're going to take a break in mid-March for 1 week. Well, not if things are going like this, actually. Don't be surprised if we start doing more than one episode a week. If only a 15-20 minute update, you know, a couple times a week, plus the normal show. But stuff is getting pretty crazy out there. But people are panicking a little too much, in my opinion, especially as it relates to going out and buying, you know, disinfectant wipes. Stuff like that. But hey, on the flip side, maybe I should be doing that or getting even more, because it's not just myself and my family that are going to be looking for this stuff. But I'm going to try to keep myself pretty well quarantined early on, already trying to limit some of that stuff. So anyway, I do have a quick commercial to play you. Coming back for about 10 minutes of Patriot Power Hour. I'm going to try to check out the chat room right now, see if what kind of topics we got flowing, some thoughts, get that going as well. So it's just not me rambling about finance and how the financial system is about to collapse. Okay, folks. We'll be right back. Stick with us, Patriot Power Hour.
Hold on. Stop the music. Are you supporting us on Patreon? Do you know that we are doing patron-only podcasts, videos, preparedness plans, incredible tools like our master preparedness schedule, all available at Patreon for $2 a month. $2. You've got that in your couch cushions. Not only that, that money goes to pay the bills for the network. We release ebooks from the hosts for free to our patrons. It's a tremendous opportunity. Not only is it a great value for $2 a month, but it makes a world of a difference for us. It pays the bills, to be frank. So support the network. Check us out at patreon.com/PBN. That's patreon.com/PBN. $2 a month. patreon.com/PBN.
patreon.com/PBN. I myself am a patron now of PBN. It's only $2. You can, of course, give more. And there are some rewards or extra features for giving a little bit more, but you can just donate a little bit more. Trust me, it's going to a good cause, so to speak. But literally, only $2. $2 a month. You get some pretty cool stuff out of it, too. But just $2 a month, like, you can't donate that. We do this for free. I know I've spent hundreds of dollars on microphones, different equipment, Heck, guess what? Some of the commercials and sound effects we have are not free. Okay? So I know myself and most, if not all the hosts, etc., have put a fair amount of our own capital into PBN. So that's the best way to pay us back. We love you guys going out there and getting active and giving us feedback. That is also a great way. But $2 a month Patreon, definitely check that out. That'll help us get to that next level for sure. But, you know, PBN's already kicking some butt. Awesome stuff. I just got into the chat room. Let's see what we got going on here. Jay Ferg, Volcana. For coronavirus, they have a Discord server going. Nice. I'm going to have to check that out. Jay Ferg says Volcana's our tech goddess. So Discord, awesome. I'm going to be joining that after the show too. Get Discord, listen, I grew up, I'm 35 or just about to be 35, so I grew up on the old message forums and some ICQ and AOL Instant Messenger before cell phones, so I'm all about the Discord server. It kind of harkens back to that a little bit. But obviously, you can do it on any device. You don't have to sit at a desktop like you did back in the day. So good stuff, good stuff. Well, let's see what we got. There was a couple more articles real quick I wanted to hit on. You know, I did a very disjointed news blitz, missing my pal, Future Dan. He'll be back next week. But he's the owner, creator, and procurer, I guess, FutureDanger.com. And it's my absolutely number one favorite news website. Blows Drudge out of the water. Has more depth and more deep analysis and research, in my opinion, in terms of the types of articles that are put on Future Danger. So, again, check that out. That's a great way to follow up. But I wanted to get back to, where was it? Some of these articles I didn't even read. And it goes hand in hand with what I was just talking about before, that Patreon commercial. Panic buying begins. Grocers prep for surge in demand as coronavirus spreads. Run on hand sanitizer. Pictures show Americans stockpiling for coronavirus outbreak. This hasn't even really started, but let me tell you what. I'm not going to give too much information about, you know, where I work and all that. But we have global and domestic clients all over the place. And everyone is talking about coronavirus. Tons of organizations are canceling events and transportation and saying, you know, either putting a total ban on travel or, you know, only, you know, the very, very important, super essential travel necessary. So that's going to have a major economic impact here. I guess my question is, let's see if we got some thoughts here in the chat room too. Is it too late to prep? Do you think it's too late to prep? Do you think if you are down, I guess to say, if you don't have it yet, will you ever have a chance to truly be prepped? Or, as I believe, these people are just panicking way too much. Hopefully you prep already, but if not, take this as a wake-up call. Take this as a wake-up call to get prepped. Financially, it's diversification of your funds and have a little bit of cash outside the bank. I personally like gold, silver, a little bit of cryptocurrency to make it interesting, and cash on hand, and hard assets. Medical preparedness. Let me focus this question a little more. Is it too late to get prepped medically for coronavirus? It's not too late to get prepped in a lot of other ways, and that's what I'm talking about right now. People need to go out and do that. I know I've got a new fire lit under my butt. Get prepped for many other issues out there that people are not panic buying on. But in terms of getting prepped medically, is it too late? Do you think it's too late? Let's see what we got here in the chat room. Some opinions. Some folks of, I think prepping at all will help just a little bit. I can agree with that, JFrig. Even if you're just slightly prepared compared to some of the great hosts here on PBN, guess what? You're still more prepared than 80, 90% of the general population. I certainly don't think coronavirus is going to be that zombie disease that kills half of folks and it's absolute martial law takedown thereafter. So even just a little bit of preps, even just a couple weeks of food and one or two solid water filters is better than nothing. So definitely agree with that. Michael Howell, my good friend, you're in the chat room. Oh my gosh, that's great. I did not know that. Never too late to prep medically. Okay, I can agree. There's a lot of, I'm not going to say outside the box ways to prep, but there are a lot of, I guess, the sheeple and the lemmings all go to the same things, right? They go to the little easy-to-use Clorox-branded wipes, okay? There's a lot of other ways to make disinfectant wipes besides buy those things at Walmart that those folks may not have ever thought of. And simple, common sense, and I know I'm preaching in the choir here, but I agree, that's a great response. It's never too late to prep. It might be a little more expensive or a little more difficult, a little more research, a little more effort. Definitely, you know, it's going to be a pain in the ass no matter what. Matt, we got a lot of people in chat room. I'm glad we're starting here. Again, Ben, the breaker of banksters here. Future Dan, unavailable tonight, but he'll be back next week. We're going to really start making the chat room an integral part of the show once we have two sets of eyes and two sets of hands to manipulate the mouse and the keyboard. Trust me, it's harder than you think to speak and write and chat at the same time. But look, this is some good stuff. See what we other got. Any other thoughts? Let me try to read slowly here without some dead air. Jay Ferg says, think hydration, how to deal with fever. Great. I agree, absolutely. What else we got here? I got a couple other folks in here. M.I. Gray says, panic. Pure panic. You know, I think I agree. For me personally, this has been a great wake-up call. That's why going hand-in-hand with us just now joining PBN less than 2 months ago and this all coming out, I'm like, okay, I thought I was prepped. Well, let me really get into gear. And the good thing is a lot of experts here, and I'm not really an expert in prepping, so good stuff. If your immune system's down or you have other health issues, you're definitely at a higher risk. We've seen that. Some reports I've seen sounds almost like the chicken pox where kids get it and it's nasty, but they grind through it eventually. Whereas adults, if you get chicken pox when you're an adult, I'm not saying it's death sentence, but it's really bad. My dad actually got it. He was in the hospital, and that's the only time I've known him be in the hospital since 30 plus years. He was in the hospital for almost a week from chicken pox. You don't think of that. So adults and obviously folks that have other health issues, smoke, a lot of folks deprived of nutrition and addicted to chemicals, whether it's McDonald's or other drugs of choice. So that doesn't help. Try to quit that if you can, of course. Let me see if we get another comment in here or two. Again, I am a bad reader and podcaster at the same time. Yes, Jay Ferg, I've definitely heard you a couple times for sure. We do got to, maybe I come on your show, you come on mine with Future Dan. That'd be awesome. Good stuff. Start getting the knowledge so you don't get the wrong stuff. That's huge, Volcanic. When I first got into not just prepping, but even just financial diversification around the financial crisis, I was like, oh my God, I got to just buy as much gold and silver as I can. The entire system's going to collapse. Bought, let's just say, at a pretty high price that it has not recovered to. Luckily, I bought a lot more when it went down in price. But that kind of, if you're making decisions out of emotion, especially panic or fear, you got to try to pump the brakes as best as you can and not just go buy, not spend $3,000 on medical gear you'll never use or something that in 6 months from now you could buy for 20% of what it is right now. On the flip side, there's some damn good deals on other items that might go through the roof down the line. So try to be smart about it. Try not to panic. Like, am I Grace A? This is panic, pure panic. Come on, folks. We try not to, not to think with our emotions, if possible. I know we're only human. We're only human, though. With that said, I had another article I believe I wanted to cover, but I'm pretty much done. For the Night, FutureDanger.com is the website. But Future Dan will be back. I know he's listening out there. Let's see. We got two more weeks of this season. But as I said, if things keep getting crazy, we are going to just ride this whole thing out all through March. It's on that pace right now. But here's something to think of. What happens if the value of money is zero? I'm not going to give an answer. This is kind of my homework assignment for my friends and fans out there. What does that mean if the value of money is zero? That holding money now or having it 10 years from now doesn't matter. What does that mean to you? Think of it another way. If you loan someone $1,000 and 1 year from now they pay you $1,000 back, are you a little miffed? Don't you want some interest on that for the risk you took? Well, that's essentially where we're at. We're certainly heading there even quicker every single day. Sub 1% 10-year treasuries. Would you give someone $1,000 and say, hey, in 10 years, pay me $1,000. We'll be cool. No. That's probably the homework assignment. I mean, the homework assignment is think, what does 0% interest rates really mean? What does the value of money being zero really mean? Another way to think of it is, would you let someone borrow $1,000 and say, in 10 years, pay me $1,000 back. We're going to be cool. Maybe for a friend, but that's not business, and that's not what the entire free market system is based upon, for better or worse. That is the type of seismic shift we're looking at here with these interest rates. Anyway, Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, I do got to sign off short on time. Do stick around. Next Generation Show coming right up on the PBN. Talk to you guys next week.